Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And on this beautiful sunny Wednesday, welcome to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got a really interesting show for you today, as we always try and do. We're going to open it up by talking sports with Brad Clifford. He's the athletic director at Yavapai College, where lots of exciting things are going on, soccer-wise, baseball-wise, and otherwise. And then after the news break with Nick, we will talk with Dr. Aaron Stroh. He is a new dentist at Bradshaw Family Dental in Chino Valley and the other two offices. So, interesting stuff coming your way today. Hey, got to ask you, if you're watching the Major League Baseball playoffs, or is that actually a four-hour commercial for Camping World? Well, last night was quite a refreshing game. 2 hours and 27 minutes. It was the shortest postseason game since the early 1990s. And 103 degrees at game time. Can you believe that? Or as Michael Strahan put it on Good Morning America, and I'm quoting here, "It's the hottest World Theory starting time in baseball history." Yeah, Michael Strahan, Thuffer and Succotash. Well, you can tell a lot of TV network execs had giant season tickets, can't you? Okay, so we're going to get with it. We're going to talk to Brad Clifford in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's October. And in the car business, that means the factory's clearing out the 2017s. This is Ed Walsh for Lamb Chevrolet. This October, Chevrolet has simply piled on the incentives on the remaining 2017 Silverados. Lamb Chevrolet is selling Silverado Crew Cabs for $33,680. That's an $11,000 savings after a discount of nearly 25%. You can also save 25% on our last remaining 2017 Chevy Cruises. A nicely equipped Cruise LT with an MSRP of $24,030 is now just $17,999 after a 25% discount. Come see why so many people from Phoenix drive to Prescott to buy a car from Lamb Chevrolet. We save you money, and we make it easy to get a great deal. Lamb Chevrolet in Prescott. We're here to serve. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 306 with Brad Clifford. He is the AD at Yavapai College, and what a great time to be at Yavapai College. Hey, Brad?
Good day to be a Rough Rider, obviously.
And you've got a big game coming up tonight. Tell us about that.
Well, tonight is the opening. Let's see. It's the semifinal round of the Region 1 playoffs. Mm-hmm. So if we get to the championship game, we want to get to the championship game on Saturday. We still have an opportunity to host on Saturday, but some things have to fall in place. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have to win tonight. We play Phoenix College at 6 o'clock at Ken Lindley Field. Then the championship game is again on Saturday, and it could be down at Tucson. It could be at us. It just depends on what happens tonight with the other game.
And in just a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, you have a major, major, major event coming to town. Tell us about that.
That is a big-time event for us. It's the National 2017 Division I Men's Soccer National Tournament, mm-hmm. National Championship. So we hosted it in 2014. It was an unbelievable event. We were actually asked by the NJCA, who's our organization, to rebid for it. They love the job that Prescott and Prescott Valley did with the tournament and what we did with the tournament. And so we're going to host it again on November 13th through the 18th.
Now, you would obviously love to see the Rough Riders in that championship game. Of course, the opponents will have something to say about that on the way there. But from the college's standpoint, what do you have to do to prepare for the national championships?
Well, this has been a three-year process. We got the bid. I shouldn't say 3 years. We got the first bid in 2014. We got it in 2011. Mm-hmm. This one, we kind of got by default. They wanted us to host it because Darton College actually backed out of hosting it.
Really?
And so they called us and said, would you want to do that? And we said, absolutely. So we put a bid in, and that was back in January. So what we've been doing is just securing all the fields. Obviously, we're going to be playing out at Mountain Valley Park. They wanted it at one venue, so we're at Mountain Valley Park in Prescott Valley. We needed to get Prescott involved with practice venues. We needed to get with all the hotels, and the hotels are great for us. They're loving it because in November, they're filling up their hotels.
Sure.
We talked to restaurants. We've talked to a number of people. Secure the event center out there so we can have our banquet. So just a lot of busy work. And then, you know, of course, getting volunteers, getting our scorekeepers in place, just the little things. You start looking at every little detail, getting Pepsi involved so we can get their trailer so we can sell tickets out of there.
Sure.
Then we had to get, we've got to get it streamed, so we had to get Cable One involved. I mean, just a lot of different things that needed to happen in quite frankly, a short period of time from January to now. But I think we're close. I think we're pretty close. Obviously, come November 13th, we're going to say, oh, we should have done that.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned all that because a lot of fans professional sports. They think the general manager of a team, all he does is trade players. Oh my gosh, there's so much involved in running any kind of sports program, whether it's high school, college, or pro, isn't it?
Well, thank goodness we have unlimited minutes on our cell phones because there's a lot of phone calls. There's a lot of things that need to take place that you really can't explain to anybody because they're just phone calls that need to be made. They're bases that need to be touched. You know, we just have got to touch, make sure everything is in the right place at the right time. And mm-hmm. and I've got a great crew with me. I've got our administrative assistant, Jennifer Taylor, does a lot of work for us. Mm-hmm. Our trainers, we had to get our trainers involved. We had to get our doctors involved. So it's just a lot of behind the scenes that you don't really see from the forefront at all.
Sure.
You got to look deeper than that to see what kind of work goes into taking putting on an event like this.
And with the soccer team, it helps to have a coach who's pretty good, isn't he?
He's pretty darn good. You know, he has 7 national championships. I think you'll earn some respect there, and very detail oriented.
Yeah.
I mean, he is down to the T on things. So he's been obviously a great resource for us mm-hmm. to run this tournament.
Even before this season, an all-time record of 592, 54-27, 74 conference, regional, district, and national titles, 7-time national champions. Does that help you in terms of putting you in the forefront in hosting national events?
There's no question. Let me just amend that a little bit. He got over 600 wins,
right,
which is unbelievable in this day and age. He got his 75th title because we won the conference title, and now we're working on that 8th national championship. But absolutely, he put junior college soccer on the map.
Yeah.
There is no question across the country. And so when they say, in fact, the NJCAA, our organization, they call him to ask him about soccer-related issues. So yeah, having somebody like Mike Pantaleone as your soccer coach is just—it's you can't compare it to anything.
You know, about 2 months ago, I had Coach Mike here on the air. We were talking about, you know, his career in soccer and stuff, and I asked him. I said, you know, during your years coaching, is there any junior college coach you really idolize? And he mentioned Pete Sorber, and my eyes lit up. Because Pete Sorber, for many, many years, was the soccer coach at my junior college.
Out in St. Louis.
At Florissant Valley Community College. I couldn't believe it.
That's right.
Like, wow, what a small world. Well, tell me basically the format of the championships.
So it'll begin on November 13th, and there's 12 teams that'll be coming. So 12 teams in the town, little towns of Prescott Valley and Prescott, filling up hotel spots and everything else. But they'll be put into four pools, three teams in each pool. Mm-hmm. They'll play pool play through Monday through Wednesday. The winner of each pool will then play in the semifinals on Friday, and then championship obviously on Saturday.
Now, in addition to all the soccer stuff going on, you guys are really, really proud because one of your baseball graduates is on TV this week.
Hopefully he's throwing tonight and saving a game for the Houston Astros.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be fantastic.
Ken Giles. Us about him.
Well, I tell you, it was a short time. He was back here in 2011, so he made a quick beeline to the pros. Mm-hmm. And now to be on a World Series team, and he was very instrumental for them, obviously. Oh, yeah. I mean, when you get Justin Verlander, you're not going to save too many games for him, right?
Yeah, you'll be watching a lot of games.
Exactly. But he is very instrumental. They're throwing 100 miles an hour. He actually married one of our former softball players as well. They met here at Yavapai College.
Nice.
So it's kind of neat. Yeah, it's kind of neat to follow him, and we're excited. So hopefully we can see him throwing some a little bit tonight.
Mm-hmm. And there was another fellow who pitched for the Rough Riders many years ago. He ended up with the Red Sox, a World Series hero, Kurt something.
Yeah, I've heard of that before. Yeah. Kurt Schilling. How about that, too?
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I was looking last night. We had, and this is just a Houston Astros thing, but we've had three players play for the Houston Astros, Charlie Kerfield, back from the 70s.
Sure, yeah. Heavy set right-handed pitch with the glasses.
And, exactly. And Billy Hatcher, who's from Williams.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, yeah.
And he played for the Houston Astros, and I think he still holds the record, if I'm not mistaken, in the playoffs for having seven consecutive hits or something like that.
That was back when the Astros had the circus uniforms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I wish they'd bring those back.
Oh. And the Astrodome. What a place to play baseball.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I only think of the Bad News Bears when I see the Houston Astrodome.
Sure, there you go. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, so it's kind of fun to watch that, and we actually have had four people playing that play for Yavapai College playing the pros this year, MLB. We had Kenny Giles, Kirby Yates, and Cole Calhoun over at the Angels, and then Willie Calhoun, who played for us, two, 3 years ago.
Who got his first hit for the Texas Rangers after being traded by the Dodgers.
Yeah. So it's been fun baseball season for Yavapai College.
So in addition to the soccer and the baseball, tell us what's going on with volleyball and softball.
Well, our volleyball team is in the midst of a playoff run here. We have one more final regular season game on Friday down at Yuma. Mm-hmm. So we'll go down there and tangle with the Matadors down there. We are going to be having a playoff game. We're not sure if it's going to be next Wednesday or next Friday, but we will be hosting one way or the other. And it depends on really what happens on Friday. So we're really on the verge of making our second national appearance if we can win our playoff games next week. Mm-hmm. Our softball team is in the middle of the fall season, just like our baseball team, and they're just fine-tuning and, you know, getting ready for our first home – or not our first home games, our first games at the end of January. So it's really not too far away. You know, hopefully the weather will be just like this. My goodness.
Oh, isn't it amazing?
It's beautiful weather. So, you know, baseball and softball weather right now.
Sure, indeed. We are speaking with Brad Clifford. He is the AD at Yavapai College. More coming up with Brad in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You know us for marking down prices, but this time we've taken it to the extreme.
How extreme?
The 2017s have got to go. A 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport 2.4L SUV. Now with combined dealer discounts and rebates up to $4,756. Now just $25,164. Finley Hyundai is making extreme markdowns to move out all remaining 2017 models. Like a 2017 Hyundai Elantra Limited Sedan with volume discounts up to $4,836. Your price, only $18,939.
Get extreme markdowns on every new 2017 Hyundai car, truck, and SUV.
A 2017 Hyundai Tucson SE SUV comes with a combined dealer discounts up to $3,888. Now just $24,372. Plus, every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, the 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's Hyundai Assurance.
Don't wait. Take advantage of prices you may never see again
and save thousands today.
Rush to Finley Hyundai Prescott and online at FinleyHyundaiPrescott.com.
Plus tax, title, license, and dealer installed accessories and $495. Must qualify for all rebates and discounts. Stock number H36663, H36356, H36341.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live with Brad Clifford, the athletic director at Yavapai College. Brad, we were talking off the air about the success a lot of your Yavapai College athletes have had. Let me ask you this. Is there any kind of counseling your coaches or the administration does when you have a player who looks like they may be a high draft pick? Because what happens between playing college and playing in the pros, if you're a short step from the major leagues, can have a profound impact on a person's life?
Yeah, you know, we really don't have something in place like that, but our coach obviously is going to be baseball more than anything,
sure.
You know, that are going to be drafted. And our coaches are really in tune. Coach Kogel and Jerry Dawson, who is a Hall of Fame coach, they know all the pro scouts. They know all the professional coaches. They're really in tune with what they need to tell them. So we don't have anybody on staff, per se, other than what the coaches can share with us experience-wise and what they've learned from others. So we've gotten unbelievable coaches that are steering these kids in the right way.
Mm-hmm. Do your coaches know when a player is being scouted?
Oh, absolutely. They're the first one to get the phone calls.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They're going to get the phone calls. And then I guarantee you this year, every year, our very first home game, we'll have at least one Major League scout from each team in the Major League sitting in our stands. And it's kind of fun to watch because they all have their guns and they all put it up there. And they should all just have one gun because it's going to show the same thing.
You hope.
Yeah,
you hope.
Right.
Now, you're an old baseball guy, right?
Yes.
Radar guns, good thing or bad?
I grew up without them. I don't know. Maybe they're good. Kenny Giles, you could see on the radar gun, he was throwing 100 miles an hour, but I could hear the pop and thinking, that's throwing pretty darn fast.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So I don't know. I guess it's a tool that the MLB likes to use, that the scouts like to use, and I guess it's to get the, you know, is he throwing 100 miles an hour? I don't know. What's the difference between 195? I can't hit it either way.
So. Same thing, yeah. It's like back in the World Series when Bob Gibson Gibson was pitching for the Cardinals against the Yankees, and Tim McCarver came out to the mound, and Gibby, who is notoriously crass and very coarse, he said, "What the blank are you doing out here? All you know about pitching is you can't hit it."
So, bottom line, you know, and that's funny. We have one of our former pitchers, Rick Kranitz. He is now the pitching coach, I think, for the Phillies, if I'm not, or Brewers, one or the other. He came back this last year and talked to our baseball team, and his first pitcher in the major leagues, Atlanta Braves, Gary Maddux, right?
Oh, Greg Maddux, my
Greg
gosh.
Greg Maddux.
The winningest pitcher in the modern era.
Exactly. And so he goes out there, and he doesn't know what to tell. What do you tell him? You know, he's a great pitcher. And Greg actually said to him, "Well, what do you need to tell me?" And I think he said, "Maybe don't hold your grip too hard."
Yeah.
And then he went back. That's all he could tell him. So at that point, there's not much coaching going on.
Oh my gosh, what do you look for? Because part of your job is hiring coaches, right?
Right.
What do you look for when you're considering hiring a new coach?
You know, I've had to hire three new coaches in my tenure, and we've only had four sports. Obviously, I didn't hire Mike Pantaleon, but
yeah.
That would have been I would have stopped after that.
Well, you can always take credit for it, though.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. But I look for communication. Mm-hmm. If they can communicate in a vocal, very understanding way, especially in recruiting, then I think we got a good start. I think the technical sides of coaching is a little bit overrated. I think there's got to be communication more than anything, and we've mm-hmm. got some great communicators. We've got a volleyball coach that is great communicator with the young ladies that he has, and he's able to direct them in the right way, especially academic wise. Our softball coach, we had a little mishap here right before we hired him. We had to fire the coach, and we needed a whole new direction. And so we bring in Doug Eastman, who is a total whole new direction, is very, very vocal and very personable, but can communicate to the kids, which was what we were lacking. So it comes down to the bottom line if you can communicate well with the kids.
Mm-hmm. The Phoenix Suns in the NBA fired their head coach three games into the season. How can you justify that?
And I was reading all the blogs today, he's always the scapegoat. The head coach is always the scapegoat. I mean, obviously,
you can't fire all the players, can you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, not their payroll, right? But it starts from the top, and I think you need to look at the top first before you go to the coaches, because I think Watson did a decent job, and mm-hmm. I thought he was able to communicate, you know, on a very personable way with those players. But I think the players even saw the writing on the wall as far as the administration, the higher-ups not giving the support that they needed.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Suns, of course, a very, very young team, too, so that's certainly part of it.
True.
Coyotes hockey team, new head coach, winless in their first nine games. Should he cancel his plans on buying a house in Phoenix?
I would get out of that contract if he could. Boy, I don't know how long that's going to last. You know, unfortunately, head coaches are very dispensable at the professional level,
mm-hmm.
and they always take the blame. They have to.
That's part of the job.
Head part of it, and I think you know that going into that.
Well, I know you know who Whitey Herzog is.
Absolutely.
Whitey was a great manager in Major League Baseball, and he was hired by the Cardinals in, I think, 1980, and he told a reporter, you know, unless you die on the job, every manager knows he's going to eventually be fired for losing. Well, if I'm going to get fired for losing, I'm going to get fired for losing with my guys,
right.
Not the guys picked by some guy in a suit up in a luxury
right.
box.
Right.
And he always insisted, either I have control of a team or I'm not managing, period.
I think that's a great philosophy, and you could always go back to the Miracle on Ice, and you look at that movie Miracle. He wanted
Herb
to
Brooks.
Win. Herb Brooks. He wanted to win with his players, not the players that the administration picked up there. So I think that's a great philosophy there,
mm-hmm.
and you always want. And you know, Mike D'Antoni, who coached the Suns there for a long time,
mm-hmm. and the Lakers.
He wanted his players with the Suns, so he got Amari Stoudemire, he got Steve Nash, he got the players that he thought fit his system.
Sure.
It obviously worked for him.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. I assume you've seen the movie Miracle
about eight times.
About eight times with Kurt Russell. And you know why that movie was so good?
It pulled to my heartstrings, so I don't know what else.
Because they did something no other sports movie ever does. Most sports movies, they take actors, and they try and teach them how to play the sport, and they look terrible.
Right.
In this case, they took hockey players and tried to teach them how to act on camera for 2 minutes,
right,
which is a lot easier, believe me, than trying to teach an actor how to skate.
Absolutely.
And that's why it was so good.
Well, I think some of the actors were sons of the players, too, if I'm not mistaken. So they knew hockey.
Yeah,
no, you're right. As you look at that, you think, yeah, you know what? That's pretty good hockey.
and you're a sports guy like I am. So when we watch a movie, we can tell a phony a mile away, can't we?
The commercials drive me nuts, those basketball commercials. Those are actors that can't shoot a basketball. They couldn't shoot it in the ocean if they were standing next to it. So,
yeah.
No, you can see that a mile away.
I think the movie I always make fun of is the Anthony Perkins film Fear Strikes Out about Jimmy Pearsall. Because, first of all, he throws like a campfire girl. Second, after he swings the bat and gets a hit, he lays the bat down before heading for first base. There's another scene where he is wearing the Red Sox uniform, and only his uniform doesn't have the vertical piping. Everybody else's does. There are so many, oh, you got to be kidding me moments in that movie. It's obviously made by people who have no interest in sports.
Right.
And that it shows a mile away.
Field of Dreams is the same way a little bit. Now, Kevin Costner can throw a baseball.
Yes, he can play.
But if you remember at the end, he played catch with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
His dad couldn't throw the baseball very well.
He was supposed to be a major league catcher.
Exactly.
Oh, please.
We can find it a mile away.
Yes, we can. We're looking forward to the upcoming championships and continued success for Yavapai College. Go Rough Riders. Any final words for you?
No, the only thing I have to say is what you just said. Go Rough Riders, because this is a great time of the year. It's a great, great year to be a Yavapai College Rough Rider.
How can people find out more about what the Rough Riders are up to?
Go to www.goroughriders.com. There's information not only on the teams, but also on the national tournament. You can purchase tickets. You want to purchase them early. You can buy passes, $30, I think, right now. Otherwise, it's going to be $45, I think, after the tournament starts. So anything you want to find out about Yavapai College Athletics, goroughriders.com.
And Coach Mike and the soccer boys tonight. Night 6 p.m. Ken Lindley, right?
Ken Lindley Field, and it's a $5 for adults, $3 for students, and it's going to be worth it, we hope.
It's going to be great. Thanks for joining us today, Brad.
Thank you for
having me. That's Brad Clifford. He's the athletic director at Yavapai College. Great times to be out there. Stay tuned, because we got Dr. Aaron Stroh coming in right after News with Nick on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
A warranty forever. Yes, you heard that right. Hi, folks. It's Danny Sampson here at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley. You know, RV manufacturers only offer a 1 or 2 year warranty at most. Little Dealer Little Prices is the only dealer in Arizona offering a forever warranty. That's right, a lifetime warranty at no extra charge to you. Now, that's peace of mind. Come see why Little Dealer Little Prices is the dealer that sells more towable RVs than any other dealer in the state. Located at Highway 69 and Truewood Drive in Prescott Valley. Little Dealer Little Prices. Big on selection, really big on saving you money.
Experience the professionals at Johnny's Tree and Landscaping. With fall and winter here, make sure your yard is prepared. Keep your landscape free of leaves and pine needles with our fall cleanup help. Winter is the only time to prune fruit trees, and our expert staff can make sure it's done properly. And don't forget to winterize your irrigation systems before the first freeze. Johnny's Tree and Landscaping, making sure your project is done correctly and safely the first time. For a free estimate, give us a call at 830-4977 or visit us at johnnystreeandlandscaping.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, Market Area Manager for Finley Automotive Group. When Yavapai County needs a car, truck, SUV, or minivan, they can count on Finley Automotive Group. With access to over 10,000 new and pre-owned vehicles from over 30 dealerships, chances are we have the exact vehicle you're looking for, right down to the color and trim. Our pricing isn't just lower, it's smarter. Due to our volume buying, we can give you a great value on every vehicle, so you'll save time and money.
Hi, I'm Robbie Hinshaw. The team at Finley Automotive Group Prescott believes that customer service means making your vehicle buying experience an enjoyable one. Our dealership websites help us to fulfill this mission by providing all the information you need to buy online, including a complete listing of our new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, finding and providing quotes on vehicles, and responding to your email requests for additional information. We understand that time is valuable, and that's why we do everything possible to make your visit brief, informative, and enjoyable.
Finley Automotive Group, not just a better dealership, but a great community partner. Finley Automotive Group in Prescott, with Toyota, Subaru, GMC, Buick, and Hyundai.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A reminder to always lock your vehicle.
A vehicle was burglarized on Valerie Drive in Prescott Valley at around 2:15 yesterday morning. A handgun inside a plastic holster was taken, along with a DJI Mavic Pro brand drone. The gun's two magazines had jagged-edged hollow-point bullets. Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson explains this is one in a series of vehicle burglaries that have occurred this week.
All occurred during nighttime hours, and most of the vehicles were unlocked. Many of these burglaries occur as people walk up and down streets and check to see if vehicle doors are locked. If the doors are unlocked, they ransack the vehicles, removing anything of value.
Ferguson says Prescott Valley Police are seeking information on these crimes.
If you have any information on these burglaries which lead to an arrest, you may contact Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232 for possible cash reward.
A video recording has been made of yesterday morning's burglary. The suspect appears to be a young white man wearing a white jacket and baseball cap and is carrying a white backpack. A white woman wearing shorts and a white jacket is seen with the man. She was also carrying a backpack. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
A fault in a wire is to blame for a power outage that left many in the dark along Highway 69 in Prescott. Power went out Monday morning near the Prescott Gateway Mall and Walmart, and nearly 600 customers were affected. APS crews responded and worked on locating the cause of the outage and restoring power. Some customers had their electricity restored by transferring the load to other lines. Linemen replaced a fault in a wire, and full restoration was achieved by about 4 that afternoon. Meanwhile, power is scheduled to be out from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. today due to pole replacement in the area of Henderson Road and Foothill Drive in Dewey-Humboldt. The Arizona Coyotes lost to the New York Islanders 5-3 last night. The Coyotes take on the New York Rangers at 4 tomorrow afternoon, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear and calm tonight, sunny and clear this week with temperatures falling as we approach the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 46 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 75 tomorrow and a high of 72 on Friday. 48 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 85 and a high on Friday of 82. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hey everybody, it's Sarah from the Artful Eye Jewelers.
Hey!
Did you know we specialize in beautiful, one-of-a-kind jewelry made right here in our state-of-the-art workshop? That's right, we love creating unique pieces that can be passed down through the generations. Many of our one-of-a-kind award-winning pieces feature stunning Australian opal and other exotic gems. We have pieces in sterling silver as well as white, yellow, and rose gold to fit every budget. So if you're looking for a truly unique, handcrafted gift made right here in Prescott, be sure to stop on in and see us at the Artful Eye Jewelers. We're located in the middle of Withy Row in beautiful downtown Prescott.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley, at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It's 2017 model year closeout time at Lamb Nissan in Prescott, and the savings are up to 25%. This is Ed Walsh for Lamb Nissan. Nissan has piled on the incentives to close out the 2017s, and right now you can get a brand new Nissan Sentra for just $14,381 after a 25% discount. How about America's number one selling sport utility vehicle, the Nissan Rogue? With Nissan's year-end incentives, you can get a new Nissan Rogue for just $19,998. That's a brand new sport utility vehicle for less than $20,000. Come see why so many people from Phoenix drive to Prescott to buy a car from Lamb Nissan. We save you money, and we make it easy to get a great deal. Lamb Nissan and Prescott. We're here to serve.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, the doctor is in. It's 3:35. I'm DJ Phone. We have Dr. Aaron Stroh. He is a new dentist at Bradshaw Family Dental. First of all, Dr. Stroh, welcome to the show and tell us which offices you practice at.
So, yeah, I'm practicing in the Prescott Valley office, as well as we have a new office that's been open for a couple months down in Chino.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm practicing couple days in each office, but yeah, every week, so 3 or 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about, at what age did you decide that that might be a pretty good career, and what influenced you?
You know, it's funny. I didn't know I wanted to be a dentist my whole life, honestly. I grew up, my dad is an architect. He's been an architect in town for 25, 30 years. I grew up around AutoCAD and design programs and got to see him designing buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I always followed him around. I thought I was going to go into a career in technology and computers and doing things like program design.
Sure.
And I eventually, went and took a anatomy course actually in high school. And we dissected cats in high school.
Sure.
And I was fascinated, totally hooked on the medical field. I was fascinated. I knew I wanted to do something right then and there, medicine related. Didn't know I wanted to be a dentist, not probably until I started my second year of college. Mm-hmm. Up at NAU. I just got a blanket degree in pre-med and started taking the courses for it. But ultimately, I was kind of intimidated by blood. And so I weirdly strayed away from dentistry and from being a physician and so on. But, you know, I got to thinking back on life, and I spent a lot of time in the dental chair. And my dentist actually said, hey, come shadow me. Come check it out. Maybe you'll like it.
How cool is that?
Very cool. Yeah.
And the funny thing is, because if you're my age, you grew up watching old TV shows and old movies, and Hollywood wasn't very kind to dentists, was it?
Not at all. Not at all. There's a lot of, torture that they display on TV. And
sure.
And it's changed. Obviously, dentistry's changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, even in dental school, we had the luxury of, we have one of the second largest collections at University of Nebraska for dental history. And so one of my professors collected dental artifacts ranging all the way back from the 1900s, 1800s, and it was chairs, and you'd see these like old school devices.
Sure.
And you're thinking, oh man, it's just savage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, oh yeah, we have anesthetic, we have sedation, we have all sorts of ways to make you comfortable, and
yeah.
Dentistry's changed a lot.
Yeah, and let me ask you, what drove you to Nebraska?
Nebraska, my whole family was from Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
So my dad and grandfather both went to University of Nebraska. I grew up a diehard Husker fan, although it's been a tough year for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I spent a lot of time going back as a kid to Omaha, spending time with the grandparents, and it was something that I wanted to be a legacy. I wanted to go to University of Nebraska like my dad and grandfather did, and so I went out there and spent 4 years in Lincoln, and mm-hmm. but missed the mountains. Had to come back.
Yeah, you're quite an outdoors guy, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I spend a lot of time outdoors. I love to snowboard. I love to hike and bike. And, just this summer, we went to Fossil Creek, the Grand Canyon, went to the peaks and hiked around on top of the peaks. So I try to spend my weekends outdoors and doing things where I can enjoy some fresh air.
Sure.
And get away, but also get a little bit of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Too. So it's great.
And you played a lot of hockey too, haven't you?
I have. I did. Yeah. I went through grade school, middle school, and high school playing inline hockey. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and I love playing hockey. I played all the way up until I blew my knee out.
Happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I dislocated my knee a couple times, eventually had to get knee surgery.
Oh my.
And that was going right into my senior year of high school. And my dad pulled me aside and he said, you're probably not going to be a professional hockey player. Probably going to need your knee. So it's probably a good time to start looking at some other activities. And he was right.
Sure.
He was right, as most dads are.
Yeah.
But he encouraged me to take good care of my knee and make sure that I'm doing everything I can so that I can withstand a career of being on my feet and moving around and interacting with patients.
Yeah. So, as a kid, who were your hockey heroes?
Oh, man. Jeremy Yager.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, he's on injured reserve right now with the Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
He signed with Calgary. I think he's 45 now.
Wow.
Yeah, still playing the NHL.
Wow. And then I was always a big Coyotes fan, too, of course. Sure. So Shane Doan.
Naturally.
And then, let's see, Jeremy Roenick.
Mm-hmm.
And then Keith Tkachuk. I was always big Coyotes hockey fan. I had gone to a couple of those whiteout playoff games back in the day.
Sure.
So a lot of fun.
Did you ever think you'd see the day when an Arizona hockey player was drafted first overall in the case of Austin Matthews?
No.
Who would have guessed that?
No.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. What's this about the Pride of Prescott drumline?
Yep. I played the drums for a long time. Also, started playing the drums in grade school, and I played in multiple jazz bands. I played for the Prescott Mile High Middle School Jazz Band. I played for the Prescott High School Jazz Band, and then did drumline for all 4 years. It was a blast. Mr. Bradstreet's incredible. He runs a tight ship, so I learned a lot from him.
Sure.
But it was great. I ended up being a senior. I was the snare line captain for the drum line, center snare. So that was a lot of fun. We marched a lot of shows, but those band practices they're intense.
I mean, I can imagine.
Yeah, we were practicing a couple hours. I mean, at least I'd say 4 to 6 hours a week in just marching time, not to mention nights and weekends, and then you're memorizing entire shows.
Oh,
so every single note is, you know, you have to know every single note at every moment, you know, match it with your feet and then have it all memorized. So,
sure.
So, you know, 5-6 minute shows actually end up feeling a heck of a lot longer when you got to know every note.
I can imagine. I imagine if you go to a rock concert, you're waiting for the 10 minute drum solo,
that's
aren't
right.
you? Of course.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
obviously.
Right.
I've been to Fleetwood Mac concerts. Yeah. You know, Mick Fleetwood loves a long drum solo.
Yep.
Got to ask you regarding your dental career. You treat all ages, right?
We do.
What are some of the differences in the way you treat, say, a child as a dentist versus, say, a person in their 70s?
Good question. Dental, you know, dental phobia is a big thing.
Sure.
Obviously, you have the older patients in their 70s that have experienced some of this dentistry that we were just talking about. Some of this,
the old days.
Yeah, where they're, that's all they know, or that's all they knew. And so a lot of those patients, what we're learning is that they were traumatized by those experiences, and they have a fear, genuine fear of going to the dentist. And so, you know, obviously my first interactions with older patients are, you know, sort of feeling that out, making sure, hey, you know, what type of dentistry have you been exposed to, and are you comfortable? Can I make you more comfortable, et cetera? Whereas, you know, kids haven't experienced that yet. And again, what we know is that how you were treated as a kid shapes that experience. So we try to make the visit to the dentist with our kiddos fun, energetic, exciting. There's prizes usually at the end of each visit. So we do everything we can. And then in those cases where, you know, parents or grandparents have maybe kind of scared the kids a little bit before they've gotten to the dentist because of their experiences, we can often, you know, accommodate those kids by getting them over to one of our pediatric docs and having them manage those patients, again, making it fun, sedating them if they need to, and just ultimately getting them healthy, but also making sure that they're not traumatized and don't want to come back when they're older and more mature.
Now, your dad, of course, being an architect, worked on, you know, huge workspaces that covered acreage. You're working over several cubic inches, and you're using mirrors quite a bit of the time. How tough is it to learn to work like that?
It's interesting. I was actually just reflecting back on this a couple of days ago. A good friend of mine, she's in dental school down in Phoenix currently, and she just got her first pair of the magnifying loops, you know, the glasses that you wear. And so she was, you know, texting me saying, hey, did you have as much trouble as I'm having right now, you know, looking at all this stuff? And thinking back, it was like, oh, yeah, this stuff did used to be a lot harder to look through these microscopes. But surprisingly, you know, you're looking through these things and you're seeing it about 3.5, 4.5 times your magnification, and it blows everything up. So when I'm looking at a tooth, I mean, yeah, this tooth will take up my whole field of vision.
Sure.
And allow me to look at really, really fine details. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, you've got the specialists like endodontists, the guys doing root canals, that are looking through actual microscopes.
Everyone's favorite term, root canal. Right? Yeah.
But yeah, they're looking through actual microscopes, and
wow.
And they're sometimes looking at 10 times the magnification. So it's incredible. I mean, it's but it helps. It makes for higher quality dentistry, but you do, it does take some getting used to. And then you're right, looking through a mirror is not easy either. You're upside down.
You're left light, and right and inside out. And oh my gosh.
And then if there's water getting on the mirror, it's even harder to see. So you get used to it. It takes practice, but once you do, it just becomes second nature. Mm-hmm. You just do it.
When you meet with a new patient for the very first time, you're looking at more than just their teeth, aren't you?
I am. Big picture, dentistry's, there's the teeth, but you've got a whole lot of stuff that's interconnected to the.
You got
to
a support system, don't you?
You do, and the gateway to everything is through the mouth. I mean, all of your food is coming, and it's got bacteria. You want to make sure that everything around the teeth are being supported properly, and that the jaw and the joint and the the airway and your soft palate are also nice and healthy, because it can affect everything else. I mean, even things like your sleep. A lot of people don't realize that how your teeth are positioned and how your joints and jaw are positioned may influence whether or not you have sleep apnea, which is a huge thing. So to think, well, hey, dentists are only here to treat the teeth, kind of a myth. I mean, we're treating a lot more than that. The other thing is how your systemic health, that can also influence what I do. Mm-hmm. So if you have high blood pressure, and and we have to take a tooth out, for example, we want to make sure you're in a good position to take that tooth out. It's dentistry's big picture. Yeah, we're looking at a lot of stuff. And now, as far as new patients go, the other thing I try to connect between is patients, what their lifestyle is about with, what they're doing with their teeth. So if you are, going and meeting with a lot of clients and doing, real estate or whatever it might be, where you want to feel confident about your smile, I want to know that about you. I want to know what you do for a living, who you are, do you have a family, so that I can connect your oral health to what you do and who you are as a person. Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the technology involved in your office, you have cone beam technology. What is that?
Yeah. So cone beam technology, that's like, it's like a 3D x-ray, more or less. So what is really cool about that is it helps to give us a more detailed idea of what a tooth looks like from the inside out, as well as what the quality of your bone looks like. So the technology, especially in our practice, we're using it a lot to do more competent, better quality root canals. We're also making sure that we have enough bone in the places that we're looking to place implants, and it helps us to do more predictable dentistry, but it's also just a great tool to make sure that we are, properly diagnosing what's going on and then treating you right.
You mentioned sleep apnea. I was treated for the first time for sleep apnea over a year ago. I sleep with an ASV machine.
Wow.
Because I didn't know until my partner told me that, do you realize you go like a minute and a half without breathing? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, that's not healthy. You need to be treated. I had no idea.
Right.
And now with the ASV machine, obviously I don't have that palate clogging, issue anymore when I'm sleeping. And I'm more alert every day. Mm-hmm. It's amazing the difference. Yeah. And a dentist told me the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably need to be treated for that. And that's made a world of difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And I screen patients every time I go do an exam. Mm-hmm. I'm looking exactly what you described. Is there enough room for the tongue?
Bingo.
Is there, because that's one thing that patients think, okay, well, braces are only to make my teeth look pretty. Not necessarily.
No.
A lot of times it's for functional related issues where, yes, we're getting a perfect, obviously aesthetic outcome, but we're getting a functional outcome too, and making sure that we're creating the room we need for the tongue, making sure that we're getting the bite to where it's going to not be destructive.
Mm-hmm.
And then, making sure that your jaw is in a position where you're not gasping for air in the middle of the night and shortening your life.
It made me wonder how many people who die in their sleep, which some people think is a nice way to go because it's painless. Yeah. I wonder how many of them just didn't breathe and just never came back.
Good question.
It really makes me wonder about that. Yeah. 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 You know, also part of your technology, you use an intraoral camera.
Describe
that.
So the intraoral camera, it's got a little flashlight basically on the end of it. It's a camera. It's just a real thin tube, and we can use that, capture an image. And again, I'm getting to show patients what I'm seeing with my magnification. Mm-hmm. It is more or less what it is.
So is this a monitor that a patient can see when they're being worked on?
Yeah. So we can put this stuff up on a monitor in front of you and show you exactly what we're seeing in, you know, 3.5-4 times the size.
Yeah.
So then, you know, when I tell you, hey, yeah, this tooth is cracked, and when we need to put a cap on it and make sure that it doesn't break down more, it's not, he's just telling me that. You know, it's oh, wow, yeah, I can actually see the crack that he's describing.
Sure.
That's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Or this filling is leaking. It's pulling away from the tooth. We need to treat that before it turns into, you know, a big cavity or the R word, the root canal. You know, we want to try and get in there early and treat that stuff. So it's nice. It's a nice piece of technology.
Well, we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Dr. Stroh, you're at the Bradshaw Family Dental Practice in Chino Valley and Prescott Valley. How can people learn more about what you do at Bradshaw Family Dental?
They can give us a call. They can look us up on our website, www.bradshawfamilydental.com.
Mm-hmm.
We are also doing a November new patient special.
Nice. What's that?
So if you call and book a new patient cleaning in the month of November, we will get you in. We'll do an exam, x-rays, and a cleaning. If you mention that you heard this radio ad, or if you catch our ad on Facebook, we will provide you some whitening trays and some free whitening.
Nice.
So yeah, come in and see us. We'd love to take care of you and your families.
Mm-hmm. And the number at your Chino Valley office is 928-237-1305. One last question for you. I see you got your bachelor's in chemistry from NAU. Were you one of those students that had the periodic table of elements on your wall?
No, but one of my classmates had a periodic elements shower curtain.
Nice.
And so I loved going over and hanging out at his house because I was like, oh man, that's genius. The nerdy side of me really wanted one myself. But
see, I had to note that because when I was living in St. Louis, we had a whole bunch of refugees from the Bosnian Serbian war move into our neighborhood. And some of those names, I just couldn't even approach trying to pronounce.
Right.
And the joke that I told is that one of my neighbors had a name that had 12 syllables and the chemical symbol for boron in the middle. So, yeah. So it brought that to mind. Anyway, thanks for joining us today. This has been fascinating. We hope to talk to you again sometime soon. That's Dr. Aaron Stroh from Bradshaw Family Dental. Stay tuned. I got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Who doesn't want to save money and support your local community? Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA, MBA, and EA. Now is the time to find out what Arizona tax credits you qualify for. Currently, only 10% of people use Arizona tax credits to benefit our hometown community. You're going to pay the money anyway, so why not keep the money local and give to places that you choose instead of the state government? Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
have your cake and eat it too. Findlay Subaru Prescott presents the Love Strikes Twice Certified Pre-Owned event, featuring special finance rates starting as low as 0.99% APR. Certified Pre-Owned takes advantage of the excellent engineering in each Subaru. 98% of models sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. Your Findlay Subaru Prescott Certified Pre-Owned selection carries a factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage with $0 deductible and 152-point inspection, 24/7 roadside assistance, $500 owner loyalty coupon, a Carfax vehicle history report, a Sirius XM 3-month trial subscription, and 1-year trial subscription to Starlink Safety Plus package with automatic collision notification. What else would you expect from a Subaru? Visit Findlay Subaru Prescott today and look over the excellent selection during the Love Strikes Twice Certified Pre-Owned event online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. On 2017 to 2012 model year, financing for well-qualified applicants only. Length of contract is limited, subject to credit and vehicle insurance approval and vehicle availability. See retailer for details. Must take delivery from retail stock by October 31st, 2017.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeld, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Sherry Heine is up next with Talk of a Town Prescott. Then join me Thursday at 3 o'clock for Q&A with my guest, Terry Davis from the Yavapai Humane Society, with handy Halloween tips for dog and cat owners, and Andrew Freyer. He's the Director of STEM Outreach at ERAU. That is Thursday at 3 o'clock on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.